It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And Balaam said unto the ass. He answered his question. I mean, how often does your ass ask you a question? I'm boring you. You don't want me to finish this, do you? Amazing ass. And Balaam said unto the ass, because thou hast mocked me. Now, it's all right to get upset if your ass mocks you, but it's kind of unusual. I mean, it's just not an everyday thing. I wonder what it would take to shock Balaam. That's what's the matter with some of you. I think some of you have been talked to by asses so long, you've lost any sensitized ability at all. You know, these numb heads that go to church every Sunday, they don't expect to hear anything, and they get what they expect. Am I boring you?
No, sir.
Because thou hast mocked me. I would there were a sword in my hand, for now I would kill thee. Now he wants to kill his ass. I don't think anybody's interested in this story. I think we ought to stop a while. You don't want me to finish this? This is not proper Sunday night fare. This is Sunday school. Everybody knows about Balaam's ass. You know, nothing new in this. I still am blown away by this. I mean, how often does an ass talk to you? He doesn't even look like it's anything new. He says, the ass says, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? Balaam said unto the ass, because thou hast mocked me. I would there were a sword in mine hand, for now I would kill thee. And the ass said unto Balaam. I mean, this is getting into a lengthy conversation. Watch him reason. Am not I thine ass? Upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine unto this day? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee? And he said, Balaam, carrying on his conversation, nay. I'm not sure I can take much more of this tonight. Now, what we're going to get to is this old heathen's going to prophesy about Israel. Some more of those prophecies. I mean, God was so concerned about this message getting out, he even had heathen talk about it after he conditioned them with a little bit of ass talk. The ass said unto, why are you all, you know, everybody just stopped calling all of a sudden. There's real interest in this subject. And the ass said unto Balaam, let's try this again, this reasoning. Am not I thine ass? Now, this is not only a smart ass. He must have had a strange opinion of his master. Because he's acting like Balaam doesn't know who his ass is. You read that, you diagram that. Am not I thine ass? Now, if your ass asked you that question, would you still just carry on his conversation though nothing happened? It's hard to get some people's attention. That's what I worry about. Most people, God's talking to them, and they give the same kind of reaction. You know, I literally, man, I said to God, and the Lord said to me. You ever paid attention to what happens to people in the Bible when God talks to them? Number one, there's more people being picked up than knocked down. Number two, scares the liver out of them. I mean, when God starts talking, look at what happened to Daniel. Look what happened to Isaiah. But you know, we got strange, impervious people today. God, I said to the Lord, and the Lord said to me. You suppose their ass is talking to them and they don't really know. You know, you can get so far removed from God that you don't really know the difference between an ass and what you think is the voice of the Lord. Most of them that are constantly telling you the Lord talked to them, you know, have an attitude much like Balaam. It's just an everyday thing. And the ass said unto Balaam, am I boring you?
No, sir.
Am not I thine ass? Every line of this is pregnant with meaning. In case you just turned in, this is your usual Sunday night Bible study. You know, Balaam doesn't even bother to answer that first part. Am not I thine ass? It'd be awful to not know. Your own ass. How has anyone read the Bible through or claimed to read it through and not been hung up on this? I mean, this will stop anybody. Am not I thine ass upon which thou hast ridden all thine life? If you look in the margin, that's what it really means. He rode this ass all his life. Too hot in here now. And this is the first time it ever talked to him. I just get a feeling that something's being lost here. You know, I have this ability to know when my point's getting across. Doesn't it seem strange to you? He rode his ass all his life. Never ever said a word to him. Never even said hi in the morning. Never even said good night at night. Never said I'm hungry. All the normal conversations. Or any of the other things that... Here, straight out of the blue. What have I done unto thee that thou smit me these three times? Well, you mocked me. If I had a sword in my hand, I'd kill you. Am not I thine ass? I mean, this is a very intelligent conversation. And he just takes it matter of fact. Did you turn that cooler on? When it gets hot in here, it gets hot. Am not I thine ass, upon which thou hast ridden all thine life? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee? And he said, nay. Do you realize how far this conversation's gone? And he still hasn't said, what's going on here? Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. He bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, this is quite an experience. First, your ass talks to you, and then an angel. I mean, that's quite a sequence. Where? And the angels asked him why he beat on his ass. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, Wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. The angel's talking to a pervert now. I know what I'm doing, so do you. It's amazing the things God does to try to get our attention. The reason, I'm telling you, that's pretty dramatic. That's very dramatic. You know, here's a heathen. God could have opened Balaam's eyes and let him see the angel first. Yeah, he lets his ass do the seeing and speaking for a while. Isn't that amazing? Got the angel standing by, but lets the ass talk for a while first. See, Christianity's been made so blasé, so dull. I mean, going to church is like having a weekly lobotomy. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to tell you, God's dramatic. Who in the world would think up something like this to get attention? Poor young preacher, right out of Bible school, first assignment, go marry this whore. Now, I just rattle people's teeth on Sunday night. There ain't nothing I do that even comes close to God's shock methods. Most people read the Bible and grow up a lifetime with a numb brain. Nothing stops them. Nothing gets their attention. I guess that 90% of the Christians listening to me know nothing. How many of you heard of Balaam and his ass before we got on it? Well, you're a higher percentage than most, but that's not strange. There's quite a few heard about it. Very few people. You ever heard a sermon on Balaam's message when he finally began to prophesy? I mean, God did everything in his power to try to get attention on this subject. Listen close, because I'm serious now. I've been getting your attention. God did everything in his power to keep attention on this subject. And yet for 1900 years, the church has stayed closed mind on it. He didn't use the prophet Mary and the whore with a message to the Jew. He used it with a message to the house of Israel. You'd think it would have gotten attention. But you know, most preachers are too holy to read the Bible. When they come to those subjects, you know, they go in their closet and read it. They wouldn't let you know they read it. The point, do you understand the point I'm making? I don't want to talk down to you. There must be some reason why God uses these extremely dramatic things as the intro to this subject. He didn't have to tell that. You know, he just made up a dirty story in that story of a hole and a hole of ball. They didn't do any of the things that he accused them of. He used a shocking story to get attention to this demonstration of his faithfulness. He didn't have to make Hosea live out that drama that through the children of Hosea and the wife of Hosea, Jezreel and Lo-Ruhamah and Lo-Ammi, he would get the message across of what he's going to do with the lost tribes of Israel. He didn't have to have a talking, smart, seeing, arguing, reasoning ass precede an angel. He's doing everything he can to hit us on the head and get our attention. Yet they just bury it. The richest truth in God's book that will demonstrate God's faithfulness, that will let me hang on a little more for my what I'm facing in my battle and you're facing in your battle. I'm tired of the church being so laundered, it can't teach the truth of God with the excitement that's in it. They can stay stupid if they want to. I'm going to study this ass. Tomorrow night. Put up Sunday morning real fast. Numbers 22. Now this is a very interesting ass. God's anger was kindled. And then the first thing we encounter is hauling ass. Are you with me now? I mean, I want to make sure you got the right notes in the margin. To some people, the Bible's dull. It's the story of Balaam and his talking ass. Verse 21, Numbers 22. I'm getting a lot of mileage out of this ass. You notice that? Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass. And God's anger was kindled because he went. Now he was riding upon his ass. That's why we said, hauling ass. It's a hauling ass. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way. A seeing ass. His sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way. A cautious ass. That became a turning ass into the field, a fielding ass. And Balaam smote the ass, a smitten ass. Am I boring you? We're just getting started. But the angel of the Lord stood in a path of the vineyards, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself under the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. A crushing ass. Foot-crushing ass. And he smote her again. She took it, which makes her a patient ass. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn either to the right hand or the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam. Smart ass. Fallen ass. Interesting ass, isn't she? Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass. And she said unto Balaam, a talking ass now. You're a little better tonight than you were last night. I mean, you know, I didn't know who I was teaching last night. Whom? Rather. The Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, talking ass. Now, I told you last night why God did this. This is the most amazing story I've ever read. Let's keep going. No sense telling you again yet. She said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? A questioning ass. And what's amazing, a counting ass. Do you know what? I'm going to ask it again. You know what this ass would be worth on the open market? Selah. Think of that. I've traveled this road many, many times. And it still stops me. It stops me dead. I cannot fathom Balaam not going in orbit. But he's just unperturbed. This ass doesn't move him at all. Now, some of you may be here that weren't here last night, and maybe I can get an answer out of you, though. Don't give it to me. Just think about it. What would you do if your ass started talking to you like this? Questioning you and counting. What have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? Boy, I'd slow your smiter down. Balaam is totally unmoved. Balaam said unto the ass, because thou hast mocked me. A mocking ass, you got it. I would there were a sword in mine hand, for now I'd kill thee. Threatened ass. Lucky ass. Could have been a dead ass. That's what it said. That's exactly what I said. I would there were a sword in mine hand, for now would I kill thee. And the ass said unto Balaam, that just really drives me up the wall. Carries on this conversation like it goes on every day. The ass said unto Balaam, am not I thine ass? A reasoning ass. Using rhetorical argument. That's a real put down. Don't you know who your ass is? Am I not thine ass, upon which thou hast ridden literally all your life? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee? A reasoning ass. Was I ever wont to treat you this way? Big deal. Balaam hears the argument and says, nay.
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 I don't really. I think you're getting a little better tonight. But I don't think it's really dawned on everybody that listens to me. This is an amazing ass. For this trip, now I've been on this for 3 nights. Nay. Refused ass. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam. Now I'm well aware that I've created quite an uproar in houses across this land. You know, the New English Bible even translates this donkey. They know nothing about genetics. A donkey and an ass are not the same. I'm well aware. I have shocked the socks off of some dear saints. And some of them have committed a worse sin than I could do if I were guilty of what they think I do by judging me. That's what's wrong with the church today. It's why about all the church does is transplant saints and rescue people that have never been able to run away from the guilt trip of their youth. They have so laundered God, watered down the drama and the reality and the life of the God who created us to find our fulfillment in him, that he's become a dull, amorphous mass. There are people climbing the walls, saying, oh, blessed holy angels, come and purify the air. But they can't turn the TV off.
No.
I ask those straight-laced, tradition-bound, legalistic, judgmental people, and I also ask a few of the innocent ones that are still intimidated with the weight of pressure in the traditional church at large, why in the hell did God do this? Verse 31 makes it very clear. God opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. If God opening the eyes of Balaam and showing Balaam the angel of the Lord would produce that kind of dedicated spiritual response, why in the hell did we go through all these gyrations with a hauling ass, seeing ass, turning ass, fueling ass, smitten ass, foot crushing ass, patient ass, smart ass, falling ass, talking ass, questioning ass, counting ass, mocking ass, threatened ass, lucky ass, could have been dead ass, reasoning ass, referred ass, refused ass, amazing ass. You say you're overdoing it. No, I'm not. I am bringing a focus because most people just go past this so fast. They don't see the significance of what God's doing. It's a totally unnecessary act. It was absolutely and totally unnecessary for God to get Balaam's attention. He didn't need to do that. In fact, the ass really didn't get much response out of Balaam. As far as I'm concerned, he's the dullest man in the presence of a talking ass I've ever seen. If the ass talking was designed to get Balaam's attention, it didn't work. I don't really know what would turn Balaam on and get him aroused better than the angel itself. The angel did him in. He bowed his head, and the literal is, fell prostrate. Prostrated himself before the angel. Why then all this dialogue with an ass? There are people who read the Bible through for the last 20 years. Nobody ever asked them that. Why does God do this? It's like that chapter in Ezekiel where God tells a dirty story. He just made one up right out of the blue. Told a porno story. That a hola and a hola bob bit never happened. You know, he takes off there in Ezekiel and tells that story about them two whores. A hola and a hola bob, the two sisters committed whoredoms, terrible things. Unspeakable things. Down there in Egypt. They didn't do it. What they did was worship idols. Now, I ain't stupid. Why didn't God just tell it straight? Those two sisters learned to worship idols down in Egypt. Why tell a dirty story? Talk about dingling behavior that didn't occur. And then say Aholah's and Aholibah are these two sisters, Mary and Jerusalem, who were whores down in Egypt. Learned to do it so well, they've never stopped. Now what's God want to go and do something like that for? I mean, any good I'll tell you this, if Ezekiel had been a Baptist, he'd have corrected God. He wouldn't preach that sermon. It's like this ass bit. What in the hell? I'm trying to address myself to conservative Christians. What in the hell? Fundamentalists. What in the hell? He carry on this ass dialogue for? He didn't need it to get Balaam's attention. The angel could have done it. God is writing his word in drama and statement to be read by man through the centuries. And he knows how to get our attention. I could have gone right by these promises that Balaam's going to utter in a few minutes, and most people hear them, forget them, turn me off. But this ass bit gets attention. Even the ones that are offended, they've been listening. They're still right there. Praying, oh, blessed holy angels, come purify the air. Second time. I'm trying to get you to see something. God lamented that the children of Israel saw his actions, reacted to his actions, never came to know his ways. Moses, he said, came to know the ways of God. That's what's wrong with the church today. Overpopulated by people, running hither and yon, trying to see the acts of God. Blind leading the blind, very few voices, very few seers that know the ways of God. He's not bound by some of our stupid little fence posts. He's got a message to proclaim, full of life and full of drama. I bet God had a ball sitting up there thinking this one up. He knew he was going to get to Balaam. You know, let's play around with this ass a while. Shock treatment. Got me to read it. And too many messengers that God never called are trying to take this life and drama out of the Bible and make it the dullest book on earth. If all I had to pattern after as a preacher of the gospel were the Sunday television evangelists, I'd quit. I wouldn't be one of those condemnation, gyrating, self-appointed, bellyache of the mouth, wimps for the world. I go to the Bible and there's some pretty racy guys there. I mean, there's life, there's vitality, there's attention-getting communication. I'm still telling you, the church world needs a voice with a cutting edge. It gets attention like God does. I mean, God. You read on, by the way, a little ways. You know, I'm a Celtic. I preach that the Celts are the Israelites. Not the British alone, the Celts. One of the reasons that people have said they couldn't be the Israelites is because they were headhunters. I've told you this several times, that they didn't eat. They weren't cannibals, but they were headhunters. They cut the heads off people. One famous Celtic chieftain, I've told you this, died from blood poisoning because he cut his leg on the teeth of a head he had hanging from his saddle horn. Took heads. Didn't you know that? You'll find a chapter or two over here. I was going to go to it, but I haven't got time to find it for you. Well, yeah, it's right here, 25th chapter. Let's just turn over there, just a little side road parenthesis for a minute or two. I love to find these little things that say, hey, that ain't a reason for saying that the Celts are not the lost tribes of Israel. The fact they took heads. Israel abode in Shittim. Terrible. I mean, if you're picking a place to stop, that's a terrible place to stop. I'm telling you, wherever I go in the Bible, it just really stalls me. And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. Terrible. And they called the people unto the sacrifice of their gods, and the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun. I don't think that's funny, but yet it's funny. I mean, it's funny in the sense that people create God in their own image. I mean, I've always said, having been an agnostic for years, if God doesn't exist, I don't need one. If he does, I want to be on his side. I mean, he's one mean critter. Now, if you want to know where that was, it's page 197 if you got a Bible like mine. I just threw that in free. The fact that the children of Israel, or rather that the Celts took heads, is not proof they weren't the lost tribes of Israel. They had a long background in taking heads. They've only gotten civilized recently. And I'm telling you, based upon what those Celts did at that soccer game in Belgium, they ain't too civilized today. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, those the best thing could happen to those Liverpool hooligans is somebody take their heads. I hate violence like that. But I'm telling you, that nature had been there a long time. I'm back to the ass now. What'd God do this for? To get attention. I'm telling you, don't make something complicated that's simple. It gets attention for the permanent record. I mean, how many asses talk every day? Oh, I know, a lot of them. But the Lord doesn't talk through them. Here, the Lord's talking. I've said it. It didn't originate with me. J. Vernon McGee, I'm told, is the one that said it first. In the Bible, it was a miracle when an ass talked. Today, it's a miracle when it doesn't. Particularly if it's got a microphone and a pulpit. I want to dwell on this ass while. I really want to make the point that this, you say, well, you know, you're doing more with it than the record indicates. Well, I have to really work to do less than the record indicates in that dirty story he told through Ezekiel. So my record is sort of balanced out. I soften God in some stories and I make it a little strong in the others. I want the point to come through that God's quite a dramatist. The reason we're getting into this is this heathen, Balaam, and some dumb talking ass today, I'm told, supposedly speaking on TV for God, says God doesn't hear the prayers of Jews and Catholics. He's full of it. Nobody dares to tell God who to listen to. Nobody dares to say who God can save and who he can't. It's axiomatic that the basis of salvation, if you believe the Christian frame, is the adequate sacrifice, the propitiation that satisfied God's own Son. But once that was paid, God's right to redeem whom he will is his and his alone. And here we have a record of a heathen. I mean, this wasn't even an ass ridden by Aaron the high priest. Now, you know, it'd be a miracle if Aaron's ass talked. This is a heathen ass. You can't get much further from God than a heathen ass. That's why it's here. God is trying to say something. And through the mouth of this heathen, some of the most important prophecies ever uttered come out. I'll be right back.